is it the new growth, the growth at the ends of the branches turning yellow? If that was the case, then it might be overwatering. If your older leaves, the ones that are closer to the main trunk that have been on there longer, if you go back in towards the center of the tree or towards the lower part of the tree are turning yellow, then that likely is just natural sloughing of foliage that's older foliage that might be indicating the tree could use a little fertilizer, or some plants just at certain times of the year are going to go through little phases of that. If it's something like 10 or 20% of the tree has, you know, this time of year has a little yellowing on it, especially a peach or a citrus, you might just have a little sunburn, a little yellowing of foliage, and you know, probably the cure for that is not worth the effort, and it isn't going to be that big a deal. So Diane's still listening, kind of determine what's the percentage. Don't be what we call a leaf counter. Don't start going out there and looking at every leaf on the tree. You will find lots of imperfections and lots of leaves that don't look great, that maybe have been nibbled on a little bit. But if it's 10 or 15, 20%, yeah, don't worry too much about it. If you got the outside edge, the very new growth is turning a little yellow on you, then you might be overwatering. It's a tough thing to try and tell somebody without seeing it, but that's just a general rule of thumb. And of course, it's pretty hard to overwater in a raised bed this time of year. In a well-drained mix like that, it's going to need a fair amount of water. My suspicion is it probably needs a little fertilizer because you're watering a lot, you have a raised bed, it's draining fast in limited root space.
And a granular would be good for that application because yes. As well as it drains, a soluble would probably drain with
good
it.
Good slow release granular fertilizer like Fertilome Start and Grow or the Southwest Select Starter Fertilizer. It's a low nitrogen, a slow release, time release fertilizer. Anything like that would work really well.
Pete wants to talk about watering his pine trees. Adam wants to talk about trimming back his pumpkin. But Audrey in Sierra Vista's back on the line, and she actually called before the show even started this morning. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's swing back down to Sierra Vista. Audrey, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm sorry about that glitch.
How may we help you?
I have tomato plants. The plants are beautiful. The fruit is big. And they're mostly all green. But when they do start turning red or pink, there's a cap at the bottom, and it's a brown cap. Okay. Every one of them has it. And,
all right, you have blossom end rot.
Uh-oh.
It's called blossom end rot. It's generally associated with a calcium deficiency. There is a spray or a product you can use called Yield Booster. Fertilome makes it. You can spray it on the plants. It won't help the ones that have it already, but it will help future ones from getting it. The other thing that might help is watering more regularly. Sometimes people that don't have a very set schedule will get that. Use lots of gypsum, which helps reduce salts, and it also has a lot of calcium in it. That will certainly help. So all of those things will help. Now, one thing that people need to realize, though, if you get a little blossom end rot, don't throw the whole tomato away. Just cut that off. And you know, it doesn't ruin the tomato other than that end of it. So, you know, it's not a total loss.
Appreciate the call this morning. Those products are available at any local nursery and garden center. Let's swing on over to Queen Creek and bring Adam into the conversation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for helping me out this morning. This is my first year doing a garden with my wife. I built a bunch of raised beds, and I don't know if I'm watering them correctly. I set it all up real fancy. Everything's on a timer and automatic, but the dripper hose just drips straight down, and the plants themselves don't get the water they need.
Well, you may need to add more dripper hose so it covers more area, but water does, once it goes down into the soil, water does start to move laterally through the soil. If you were to look at a drop of water, how it's pointed at the top, and then it widens out as it goes down. That's what water does when it gets into the soil as well. You could look at the top, and there might be one little wet spot at the top, but if you started digging down, it would get wider as you dug down. So it may only look like there's
an okay way to water a raised bed with a dripping hose in the top?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Just make sure that you have enough of the area covered and you run it long enough that the water, when it does move down through the soil, it does cover laterally. And the only way to do that, really, quite frankly, is run it for a half an hour or an hour and then just start probing or digging around and see where it's wet and how effectively you are wetting the entire subsurface area.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you in the garden with John J. Harper for another half hour. Call in now with your vegetable garden water deficient questions. Think we'll get a couple more of those.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.